One of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the US is home heating. The Biden administration is trying to reduce those emissions by promoting electric heat pumps, which efficiently heat and cool buildings. But as the Allegheny Front's Reid Frazier reports, it's not easy convincing Americans to change the way they heat their homes.
Jason Nadzem is standing in a workshop at the Community College of Allegheny County in the western suburbs of Pittsburgh. He's teaching a class on HVAC, that's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Today, he's giving a demonstration to his students. He flips on a heat pump compressor, basically a machine that looks like an air conditioner.
So you can hear how, instead of this thing just firing on with a start cap and a contactor, potential relays, like a conventional motor would, this thing ramps up. So it's an inverter that is ramping up the frequency.
Heat pumps have been around for years. Many now see them as crucial in the fight to slow global warming. To Nadzem, they're also a way to lower home heating bills.
You look at the price of what home heating oil is right now, you're looking at $5 a gallon to fill a 1,000-gallon tank to get you through winter. That's a big pill to swallow. So that's where a heat pump would be beneficial.
When it comes to carbon dioxide pollution, the main cause of climate change, heat pumps have two advantages over fossil fuels, like natural gas, propane, and heating oil. One is they use electricity, so it's possible to run them on zero carbon sources, like wind, solar, and nuclear. The other is they're very efficient. Amy Boyd is with the Acadia Center in Boston, which helps northeastern states meet climate targets. She says heat pumps work so well because they're not generating heat, like a furnace or a stove. Instead, they rely on a clever piece of technology called a heat exchanger.
The way that heat pumps work is they move heat. And so even if it seems cold to you or I, if it's any warmer than the vacuum of space, then there is heat out there to be moved.
Because it's only moving heat around, not creating it, heat pumps are up to 4 times more efficient than a standard furnace. In the summer, they can reverse themselves, doubling as air conditioners. Right now, about 14% of homes in the U.S. use heat pumps. That number will have to go up if the country is going to meet its climate goals.
Eliminating the greenhouse gas emissions that are coming from our heat, particularly in the Northeast, is one of the biggest things that an individual consumer can do to fight climate change.
But there are downsides. They get less efficient the colder it gets. And they may cost more to run than gas furnaces because electricity is usually pricier than natural gas. In a basement in Pittsburgh, Gino Ottaviani cuts out a pane of sheet metal from a new gas furnace he's hooking up today.
So this is a 70,000 BTU natural gas furnace, cutting the return air in on the side.
The woman that lives here called a few days ago. Her furnace, over 40 years old, had stopped working. Ottaviani recommended the cheapest and simplest repair, a furnace replacement for around $6,000. He did not steer the customer to a heat pump, in part because the house didn't have central air conditioning.
Then we could have that conversation of, hey, if you're going to replace this, instead of just AC only, would you like a heat pump? But we just needed to get her up and running.
Adding an electric heat pump on top of the gas furnace would be one solution. That way the gas furnace could run on the coldest days, but that would have cost $6,000 to $8,000 extra.
Financing $6,000 versus financing $12,000 is kind of it's a big difference for people. And a lot of people, believe it or not, don't care about the furnace at all until it doesn't work.
The Biden administration is trying to make heat pumps more affordable through a series of tax breaks. The Inflation Reduction Act, passed last year, includes extra incentives for low-income households to get heat pumps and other energy efficiency upgrades. Some states also offer incentives. But contractors are not always happy to install heat pumps. When he tried to find one that did, Brendan Slaughterback encountered resistance. The first one he talked to listed several reasons not to do it.
It was like, well, it's not really going to work, and it's going to be more expensive. I knew that that was not true, just given, you know, folks that I talk to who work on this every day.
Slaughterback and his wife Carissa both work in the sustainability field. They eventually found a contractor to install a heat pump. Their gas furnace remains in place to run when the weather gets really cold. In his yard, Slaughterback shows me the heat pump compressor sitting innocuously next to his house where the old air conditioner once was.
Basically, you know, the unit they took out of there looked almost exactly the same. This one's maybe like 6 inches taller.
Slaughterback says heating costs overall are about the same as before. He buys electricity from a clean energy supplier, so he's heating his home on an extreme carbon diet. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.